Time now for your emails. On Friday, we aired a story about the Cleveland house that served as the set for the movie A Christmas Story.
The movie is set in the 1940s, and it's about a kid who just wants one thing for Christmas, a BB gun.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified. I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 2-inch range ball air rifle.
An official Red Ryder carbon action rifle, but everyone keeps telling him,
"You'll shoot your eye out, kid."
Well, 25 years after its release, the movie has a very loyal following, and the house is a big tourist attraction.
But Robert Kern of Carlstadt, New Jersey, was one of many fans who wrote to chastise us for an oversight. He wrote this: "You, radio of all media, another story about A Christmas Story in which I did not hear the name of Gene Shepherd. The movie may have been filmed in a particular house in Cleveland, but were there no Gene Shepherd, there would have been no movie. He was the narrator, but more importantly, the author. Would you have a story about A Christmas Carol without mentioning Charles Dickens? Would you talk of Romeo and Juliet without mentioning William Shakespeare? Some of us grew up around the radio learning all about the world from Gene Shepherd."
Mr. Kern is right, of course. We could point out that we were paying attention back in 1983 when the movie was released, and Gene Shepherd talked with our own Noah Adams.
It's a movie about obsession, and like I've always felt that obsession of all types is the ultimate form of humor. I've always felt that Ahab was really funny. I know it's not. I see it as basically a comedy. But I've always felt that obsession of one kind or another is funny. And, of course, this is what this kid is obsessed with, getting a gun. And he just gets to be a true banana head about it.
That's the late, great storyteller and radio man, Gene Shepherd.
On now to the town of Ankeny, Iowa. We heard on Friday that the town took a gift from the Tones Spice Company to help clear the roads of ice and snow. 9 tons of garlic salt. Al Olson of the city's Public Works Department told Melissa Block about the smell.
You know, if you use a clove of garlic in your home and you're making a spaghetti and you know how that just kind of fills the air with garlic smell, imagine 9 tons of it.
I can't imagine.
Yes, it can make your eyes water a little bit, and everybody has a different reaction to it.
Well, Ankeny resident Alfred Schell was less amused. He wrote that his daughter complained of a horrible odor in the garage. He says, "We thought a small animal had got caught up under one of the cars and died. We did not solve the mystery until a local news story covered the use of garlic salt by Ankeny. While news agencies may think the story humorous and good for Ankeny, you may have taken the time to ask some Ankeny residents what they think of the unusual odor. The temperature in the garage is normally just above freezing. This causes the packed-in snow under the car to melt along with the garlic salt. The odor has permeated the concrete floor, and I am sure it will be months before this obnoxious odor dissipates. While it may be a cute story, it is not for those of us who have to live with the odor."
Well, if you think something that we've aired smells, or if we bring something enticing to your day, let us know. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.